Welcome to Breakthrough Thinking with Dave Isaac, a show about how to break through obstacles that may be holding you back in life or business. And now your host of Breakthrough Thinking, certified master practitioner in neuro-linguistic programming, business consultant, and CPA, Dave Isaac.
Live from the 1010 Studios in Phoenix, Arizona, you're listening to Breakthrough Thinking. Hi, everyone. Welcome to the show. I'm Dave Isaac, the host of Breakthrough Thinking. And if it is the second Monday from 2 to 3, it must be Coach's Corner starring Lori and Joel Battaglia. How are you guys?
We're great.
Wonderful.
Yes.
Don't the months just seem to go really quick?
They do.
It seems like yesterday you were on the show.
Yeah. It does.
How does that work?
I don't know.
I think it's got something to do with how old you are.
So older.
We must be really old.
Well, I feel like it's seconds. So what does that say about me then?
Well, you're young at heart.
Oh, there you go.
And
nicely
I'm sure
said.
All young at heart. The other parts too.
Yes. Well, that's good, and that will. We'll have to beep that one out. 8 second delay. Okay. And Tommy did not do it, but I. Okay. Well, anyway, let's get back on topic and living the dream coaches.
Yeah.
That describes you guys.
It does.
It does.
It does. We are living the dream. Yeah.
And you're living the dream coaches so you can help other people live their dream.
Yes.
That's true.
That's sort of a nice combination. Yes. Living your dream by helping others live their dream.
Yes.
Is that a good tagline?
It is. It's infectious. You know?
Yeah.
If you have it, if you have a happy life, you'd love other people to have it too.
I thought it was like happy.
Happy wife,
happy life.
Happy wife, happy life. Yeah, that too.
Somebody that I work with has a little sign in his office that says happy wife, happy life, and I just have to laugh every time I see it.
Well, what about happy X happy life?
Yeah.
Or how about X happy life? How does that work?
Isn't that the divorce show?
Oh, yeah, that's
oh,
right. That's on the third show. Tuesday.
Yeah.
Wow, that's exciting. So, and towards the end of the show, Joe, you're going to do a Cup of Joe, the monthly rant.
I do. I do.
That's pretty cool. Oh, you said I do. That reminds me of marriage.
Come on.
Don't go there.
But,
no,
but we're a good example of happiness in marriage.
That's right.
That's right.
Aren't we, honey?
We
are.
Yes, we are.
There you go.
Actually,
I
you are.
I wholeheartedly say that.
I've known you guys for a while now, and you do have a great relationship.
Yeah, we really do.
And just so you know, next month, how many weeks now? Not many.
Oh, it's not too many weeks till it comes up.
It will be our 10th anniversary.
No way. You've been married 10 years?
We have been.
How is that possible?
It truly seems like yesterday. It truly seems like yesterday.
You know what they say about time, age.
No.
It seems like yesterday. Really? So you kept the magic.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
How did you do that?
No. We increased the magic.
You increased the magic.
It's better today. I can honestly say that our marriage is better today.
Yes.
Than it was.
Then
it's just better every day.
I've been hearing that on like news shows. Are you better off today than you were 4 years ago? And you're saying yes, you are.
Yes, we are.
Wow.
Yes,
so I
can honestly say that our marriage is happier now than it was 4 years ago.
Yeah,
that is.
Well, we were still living back east, and you were shoveling snow.
That's true. Moaning about it anyway.
You don't shovel anything here, do you?
Sunshine.
Sunshine.
Yes, that's true.
Every day I'm hard at work shoveling that sunshine.
Well, Lori and Joe, we have a great guest, or I should say you have a great guest. You want to introduce our mystery guest?
I would love to. So sitting here in the studio with us is Joey Toth, and he is a nutritional coach and the owner of the New Well in Paradise Valley. So, Joey, welcome.
Thank you.
Okay, and let me tell the folks a little bit about you. So the New Well is a complete weight loss and wellness center. And Joey's passionate about nutrition and fitness and relaxation, and I love the relaxation part there, too. He works with people who want to help transform their health and in doing so find lasting weight loss. So he believes that the world should be a happier and healthier place, and he's taken that as his mission, working with clients one smile and 1 pound at a time. So I really like the way that sounds. And we were over to the New Well to take a look around, and it's a really neat place. It's got little bit of exercise. There's a little spa going on in the back there and health coaching.
Absolutely. There's a little bit of everything all under that one roof. It's meant to be a happy place, really a place of non-judgment, a place where people can come in when they're ready to make a change in their lives, understanding that it's time to be healthy and smile and enjoy life. And That's what I've really been excited about bringing here to the Valley with the new well.
Mm-hmm. And so is it all women that come into your organization, or are there men that come in there too?
At the new well, it's all women that we work with, okay. Really providing a safe place. Again, taking out that judgment piece, taking about the worry of someone's going to be looking at me a certain way,
mm-hmm.
and being able to form that community and that bond between our members and our other health coaches there in our center.
Mm-hmm. Very nice. So how did you get into that work?
I got into it, really, I was a franchise consultant working with several other concepts. I had always had the passion for health and wellness,
mm-hmm.
and I lived it. And I came across this as a business model where I actually blended nutrition, exercise, and relaxation under one roof. And
wow.
I said it was meant to be.
Yeah.
And so I took off the consultant hat and put on the owner hat.
Ah, nice. Very nice.
So are you one of the owners?
I am.
The new well?
I own the franchise rights for Arizona.
Oh, that is so cool.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
So you're looking to franchise this out more.
Correct. Right now, I have the one location in Paradise Valley, but we're really looking to expand over 35 locations across Metro Phoenix in the next five
wow.
years.
Oh,
wow.
That is so cool. So you're an expert in franchise.
Yes. Even prior to this, I was with Massage Envy during their national expansion. I saw them from 75 locations all the way up onto 450 when I left.
Hmm.
And that was my first taste of actually touching wellness. Being able to go across the country and talk about the health benefits of massage and people really starting to put themselves first. And so with the new well, not only did we bring in that relaxation component, we brought in the exercise and we brought in the nutrition, where a lot of things, I think, stop people on nutrition because it seems so overwhelming.
Mm-hmm.
And at the new well, we really take it away that it's not a packaged meal program. It's how can you go to the grocery store and how can you just look at food in a different way of, this is food that will help me towards weight loss. This mm-hmm. is food that won't. And then make that choice consciously with no judgment even towards yourself of, I'm going to eat this today mm-hmm. or I'm going to eat this. And whatever you choose, it's your choice.
So it's choosing different habits is what you're probably talking about.
Yes. Mm-hmm. That's where the health coaching really plays into this whole picture and something that I'm passionate about, because with health coaching, it's not about fixing somebody or telling them how to do something. It's really about asking those thought-provoking questions of that person that will unlock what's been blocking them, that will connect them with where they want to go.
Mm-hmm.
That is really a neat concept. Mm-hmm. I was reading your website, and I like your you got a combination of different things like whole food nutrition, effective exercise, soothing relaxation, one-on-one counseling. So you're incorporating a lot of different areas to health and wellness, specifically weight loss, which I think will go over really well because it's not as overwhelming. If you break it down in those parts, there's some rewards directly right built into it, like soothing, relaxation.
Absolutely. We can't get our clients out of our tranquility room. Once they get in there one time, they want to stay in there, and we have to knock on that door and get them out eventually.
Yeah.
So did you use that's, Lori, you, that's what you saw when
well,
you
when
visited.
We went there, yeah, there's like a, you walk in and there's kind of a little retail area with spa types of products and things like that. Then you go into the middle room, and it's circuit training, so it's, you got the fast-paced music and all that. And then you go in the back, and it's like, oh.
Really?
And then you get all your Zen music, and I'm like, oh, I just want to stay right here. This is beautiful.
Now, yeah. Joe, were you able to see this? Or?
Oh, yeah, I was there as well.
Yes.
Wow, you've infiltrated.
Yes. Oh, yeah, many times,
I
many
was
places.
A spy.
We let Joe in. He has a good first name.
That's
exactly.
A good point. So that, now who came up with this then? This whole concept.
Our franchisor is actually based out of Oregon, and so they've been in health and wellness for the last 20 years, owning one of the largest health clubs in Southern Oregon, and they really saw what most health clubs saw of the majority of their membership base came to lose weight, and really only about 10% or so of them lost that weight.
Yeah.
And so they started to delve into why and started to do those focus groups and really get a better understanding of it. And so they built this as a model to be a standalone weight loss and wellness center that's really focused on weight loss through wellness, mm-hmm. not just about what the number on the scale is, because that number
yeah.
doesn't really matter.
That's right.
It matters how you feel and how you move.
That's a really good point.
Mm-hmm.
And Laurie, as a woman, does this make sense to you?
It does. And I think I like the fact that it's a gym that is all female, because there's so much baggage that one brings to the gym. I'm not a big workout person, so I prefer yoga and things like that. And when I go to a gym, I don't want to have to worry about how I look, who's there, whether they're judging me, all those kinds of things. And so this one is all female, so that you don't have to worry about who's in there with you. It's probably other people exactly like you.
The other nice part with that is, again, we can keep it, since we're not a large gym, to a small membership base, so that, one, you're not worried about waiting for machines, and two, everybody knows you when you walk in.
Mm-hmm.
It's like Cheers.
Yeah.
It is. I love
Everyone
Cheers.
Knows your name.
Our exactly. 5 o'clock happy hour is on an exercise circuit.
Yeah.
That is very cool. With like certain nutritional drinks, I'm sure.
With BioFix.
Yeah.
Yes.
There we go. So the franchisor is in Oregon, and you have a couple locations now. San Diego, you said?
Yes, there are two locations right now in San Diego as well. And so there's the area development team over that whole area that they're looking to develop.
Mm-hmm. Wow, this is exciting. You know, and when you said you were with Massage Envy, were you directly related to expanding that company?
I was the national director of real estate development. So I joined the company when there were 75 locations open.
Wow.
And then I helped to go across the country, really talking to the different municipalities and the different landlords out there about what Massage Envy was and what it wasn't. And talking to them about the viability of a massage-only concept, because a lot of them looked at it and said, massage, that's a luxury service. No one needs that.
Mm.
And quite the contrary. Wow. It's a relaxation wow. service, and that's something that we don't put ourselves first. And one of the pieces, and that's one of the fundamental reasons for it being part of the new well, is the relaxation piece, is it's stress.
Yeah.
Stress leads to so many of our weight gain issues and so many of the different diseases out there, that it is helping to just change that framework in somebody and realize and have them to realize that I need to put myself first. It's not being selfish to put myself first, because when I take care of myself and I'm at my best, I can be even that much better to all those others that I'm taking care of.
Mm-hmm.
True.
Mm-hmm.
That's the Southwest Airlines theory. You put your oxygen mask on first.
Exactly.
Absolutely.
Exactly.
Wow, that is cool. Now, do you think you'll ever have a men's wellness deal?
At this point, with how much I've been asked about that, I do think it will come down the pipeline over the next couple of years.
If not, I'm going to have to be an honorary member in the women's group.
Just put a wig on.
There you are.
And I could tell he's not liking that answer. So,
you know, the ladies there, I take care of them. That's their center, their sanctuary.
I don't blame
them.
No, that in itself creates relaxation when you don't have to worry about who's coming in and those type of things. But, Joe, right?
Yeah.
Don't we want...
Absolutely.
Equal treatment here?
I mean, I can just see it now. You know, we got the workout room, and in the back, right, there's a small bar with football.
Dave will have to tell us what sports teams to watch.
Yeah, that's
there
right.
Is. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah,
exactly. The men's room.
Oh, yeah. That would be would be very cool.
Take it off, put it back on.
That's right.
Yeah. Yeah. So is there a certain age that you attract?
Really, we come from 20 all the way on up to the late 70s in terms of our members, because it is that place for all women.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's especially that place for women that are busy and on the go, because with the workout portion of the program, it's 26 minutes to go around our circuit twice.
That's
and
it?
So that's what we prescribe to our clients, that they come in at least 3 times a week. They'll do a health coaching visit, which is typically 5 to 15 minutes, and then they work out on the circuit. So
wow.
They're in and out in under an hour.
Mm-hmm.
That's pretty good.
That is. Yeah. That is. And I think there's a lot to be said for a supportive community around you, because I know when I've gone through weight loss things in the past, what worked for me, and it was funny because Joe and I had different points of view on this, was I liked going to meetings or having some support of some sort, that, you know, we're all in this together and we'll do it. And when you're having a bad time of it, somebody else kind of says, it's okay, it's going to be all right. Just, you know, yeah. Next week will be fine. And I think that's a big part of making change in your life, is having some supportive community or Sometimes some people like accountability. I noticed when we were in there that you had the little dots or stars. Or,
yep.
You had something on a chart that showed progress, and you were moving things around to show where they were.
We break our members' goals up. So that, too, of just making it more manageable. We break it up into 20, 40, 60, 80, and 100% increments. And they physically move their name from one board to the next at each increment that they hit. And it's another celebration. It's another point of just, I got here. Mm-hmm. I can get there. And it's a source of inspiration for the other ladies that are starting or another place in the program of just seeing that next board that they're going to move to. Mm-hmm. And I think Lori hit on it just really well of it's that camaraderie, because we do the one-on-one health coaching piece, but out on the circuit, everyone's together, and that's now almost like another group meeting.
Mm-hmm. Oh, really?
Yes.
They're all talking and
they're
stuff?
Talking and they're sharing what's working, what's not working, because in weight loss, it isn't easy. Mm-hmm. It can get frustrating because you can have that week where you thought you did everything right and the scale didn't change, and so you get really frustrated.
Yeah.
But at the end of the day, that's why we say the scale isn't the one that matters. It's how you're feeling, how your clothes are fitting. Mm-hmm. That's what matters. And it's really teaching our clients about changes in body composition.
Mm-hmm. So it really sounds like you're creating a community.
Yes. Yeah.
Is what it is. And let's take a quick break. When we come back, we'll continue our discussion. This is Coach's Corner with Lori and Joe Battaglia and special in-studio guests from the New Well, Joey Toth. I said that right.
Yeah, you did.
Wow,
you did.
I'm shocking myself. Okay. And yeah, this is very important, and I think it's maybe the new way to really help people in the health and wellness mm-hmm. part of it. As we're waiting for our music, I love our music, and I don't hear our music. And Tom's frantically looking for our music.
Where is the music?
No music.
Shall I
help? So I come on, Joe and Laurie. Let's start singing.
<That's>
All right,
<way.
laughs> yeah, there it is.
Oh, there we go. I knew we would have it. I mean, we have to impress our guests, right? Isn't music part of relaxation?
The music is part of relaxation.
That's what
I
thought.
About that.
And we'll be right back.
At Beerenbaum Baum and Spean PC, we want to help you work on your business, not in your business. We take a simple approach. You know your business. Our firm gives you the information to make those decisions better. Our firm takes a proactive approach to your accounting needs, and if you look behind the numbers, you'll find there are hidden opportunities that we try to impart on you. Communication is the key to that understanding, and there is no charge for brief phone calls. Contact us at 602-266-5633. Or email us at mitch@jfbpc.com. Beerenbaum and Spean works to increase your understanding of your business in order to make the decisions necessary to move your business forward.
Ridenour, Hyten & Lewis is a multi-practice law firm, ideally equipped to assist with a broad range of legal and business issues in corporate and financial transactions, real estate, commercial, litigation, bankruptcy, and private client practice. Ridenour, Hyten & Lewis is a law firm that bases its practice on understanding the businesses of their clients, and they use this insight to meet each client's unique and evolving legal challenges. Call or click today, 602-254-9900. Find them on the web at rhkl-law.com.
Your body is the greatest gift that you will ever be given. How well are you taking care of yours? Hey everyone, this is Journey Reeves, owner of Mind Body Unlimited. More important than time or money, your health is the secret to a truly wealthy life. We can customize an exercise and diet program that greatly enhances your quality of life. If you are sick and tired of feeling sick and tired, give us a buzz at 480-370-7768. That's 480-370-7768 to schedule your free, no-obligation consultation today.
Hi, I'm Paul, and I'm on the spectrum.
And I'm Kim, and I'm an autism specialist.
The second Monday and Tuesday of each month at 3 p.m. on 1010 a.m.
and online at breakradioshow.com, live and archived.
We're here to help you with
Understanding Autism.
And welcome back again. You're listening to Breakthrough Thinking with Dave Isaac. This is Coach's Corner, starring Laurie and Joel Battaglia, with special guest Joey Toth. And the new well, this is very exciting, I got to say, even though I will not be allowed in the place.
Maybe you can just hang out outside. The women will love that, Dave.
Yeah, maybe you can hire me to do some NLP type of workshops.
Yeah.
Is that men can do that too, right?
Men can do that.
All right. I just can't do the 26-minute circuit.
Exactly.
But I would do it in 12 minutes. Okay.
No getting on the treadmill.
Exactly. That is very cool. So, So Laurie and Joe, you wanted to mm-hmm. talk a little bit about the heart and soul of coaching, which seems, to me, might seem to be the key to success mm-hmm. in anything you do.
True.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Yeah, and if you've been listening to our broadcast in the past few months, you've noticed that what we're doing is we're looking at taking people from a position of what
powerlessness, I would say.
Right?
Yeah.
To a position of power, mm-hmm. to a position of success mm-hmm. Over what is bothering them. What was running through my head when we went and talked with Joey and as we coming into the studio, I was thinking, you know, what are sort of the common threads, the common psychological threads that you see in the people that come to your place?
Absolutely. Our clients are typically frustrated. They're mm-hmm. beaten down because on average they've tried 2 to 3 different weight loss mm-hmm. attempts mm-hmm. and they might have lost the weight, mm-hmm. but it's always come back. Right. And in most cases, more came back than went off. And so it's very defeating mm-hmm. to go through something like that and to be able to say, do I have it in me to go one more time, mm-hmm. to try one more time? And I think that's what brings the clientele to us. And that's what really brings our ideal client is it's that person that says, I'm ready to change and I'm ready to own it mm-hmm. and own every step of it mm-hmm. because it's not going to be about a package meal plan or some type of shot. It's going to be about me.
Right.
Doing the work mm-hmm. and having that support of a coach to go through there, right, knowing right. that they're not alone.
Right. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. It really does take a change in more than mental attitude, mm-hmm. an outlook on life,
oh, yeah. mm-hmm.
really, to make the change permanent.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
Because if you slip back into it.
It just starts all, and you're right, it comes back with a vengeance,
with a vengeance.
I think.
It comes yeah. back and then some.
Yeah.
And so it is about really. You probably can't get rid of emotional baggage, but it's reframing how you mm-hmm. carry that baggage.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Really working with our clients through that, mm-hmm. finding those pieces. And then also in some cases where it's deeper than just the health coaching,
yeah.
going outside of there and creating the different opportunities for our clients mm-hmm. to reach out with other coaches.
Yeah. Right. We've experienced, when we work with different clients, we've experienced people who are oftentimes in a victim-like mode, or they're very angry at something. And when Joe and I do our coaching, we talk about that as something called catabolic energy, right. the energy that breaks you down instead of building
it's
you up.
It's that stuff that tells you can't do it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
When
yeah.
you know you can, but mm-hmm. that little fellow that sits on your shoulder says, you're not ready for that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And that's the evil little guy because... Yeah. The weight came on for a reason.
Yeah.
Sometimes
yeah,
it's right. a barrier of protection.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And so it's having to talk through that and having mm-hmm. to really mm-hmm. silence mm-hmm. the other noises that are coming into your head, the other conversations that are coming in there of why you need to keep it on. Because mm-hmm. if it comes off, you're going to get hurt again.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah. that can mean many different things. And so it's...
It can. I think sometimes we're dealing with folks that have suffered some kind of abuse. Sometimes it's just mental abuse or you know, it can be anything for women. I just think that you're right about the protection of having extra weight around you keeps people from looking at you or keeps people from really noticing you. I think I worked for somebody that said it was the last heavy weight is oftentimes the last thing that in this country we seem to be okay with being biased against it.
Right.
And so people get a lot of flack when they or are not treated well, let's just say,
yes.
when
yeah.
they're heavy. And so it's really something for a woman to walk through the door and say, I'm going to make it this time, and I'm keeping it off. And I think that comes with realizing that this is a lifestyle change. This is not a diet. This is not like, no, I'm going to drink, what is that, grapefruit juice and cayenne pepper, and it's going to cleanse me. And, you know, and then next week, I'm having a Sunday, you
exactly.
know, so, yeah.
Right.
Yeah. Well, and I think you just hit on even why this is women only instead of having a co-branded center. Because with it being women only, women are the ones that are going to lead the way in changing their children's behaviors.
Yes.
And really laying that yes. framework in, they're more likely to share with a coworker what's going on in their success once they're successful. So our bigger picture thought process on the whole franchise was, here's how we make a bigger difference in the community.
Yeah. Yeah, mm-hmm. absolutely.
Mm-hmm. Let me ask you this, because you're up against media, you're up against cultural beliefs and expectations, the immediate gratification syndrome in America, which causes perhaps some of these other weight loss places to come into being the quick, the things that don't work, but it's all about, hey, how you look. I mean, it's all over the media.
Yeah.
How do you... And a good discussion for everyone here is how do you handle that? Because the culture is very powerful, expectations yeah. very powerful, the beliefs ingrained on an unconscious level, and this immediate gratification, it sounds like you have a whole different way of handling that. It's not about immediate gratification. It's about changing your habits, lifestyle, and the way you think.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
So how do you combat all the... you know, things we're bombarded with.
You're definitely right. It's an uphill battle on there, but there are people out there that understand it's time for a real change, and how we combat it is really speaking with our clients and getting to understand what is their motivation. It's not, and getting it past what that number on a scale is, because that's what it will start with. Well, I want to be 125, or yeah. I want to be 135, whatever it might be. It's, well, why do you want to be that number? Because that's just a number. How do you want to feel? What does that number represent to you? Where do you want to go? And that's when we start peeling back the layers of the onion and we start finding out, well, I'm here right now because of I had XYZ.
Mm-hmm.
And I want to get here because I know when I get here, then I'm going to have more friends. I'm not going to worry about what people think of me or what they think when I'm walking into a store, what they think when I'm going to apply for a job. I'm not going to have that worry anymore. Mm-hmm. And so it's getting really deep with what is the motivation to lose weight, because if it is I just want to change that number on a scale, our program might not be the right one for them, because mm-hmm. it's not going to happen in 30 days.
Mm-hmm. What about if the motivation was to find or improve a relationship, because that's big mm-hmm. in the media
yeah.
too.
Yeah, it is.
Is that a problem from a motivational standpoint?
You know, one of the things that we sometimes find, it works both ways. One, it's to find a mate. One, it can also happen as really a hindrance to the process, because she's worried that if she loses the weight, or her husband's worried that if she loses the weight, she's going to leave him.
Yep.
And so there's a lot of pressure of, well, why are you losing this weight?
Mm-hmm.
And that's, again, where we really have to go deep on, why is it that you're losing this weight? You're not losing it to leave your husband. You've been married for 10 years.
Mm-hmm.
You're losing it because you want to feel better, because you want to have more confidence in yourself, because you want to live to be able to play with your grandchildren.
Yeah.
Well, yeah. That's a good reason.
Yeah, that's a real good reason, having grandchildren. Yeah, I know my son, who's almost 40, just lost a lot of weight because he said, I was trying to play with my kids, and I was out of breath and tired all the time. Yeah. And I realized it was time to change. So, yeah.
It's really about higher level values. I mean, people, you can always tell what people's values are, because you express your values through what you do.
Mm-hmm.
You know, where you spend your time is what you
yeah.
value.
Yeah.
And I like that, because people can start looking at that and examine their values. And Lori and mm-hmm. Joe, how do you do that in coaching? And Joey, too, is do you bring up, like, well, have you thought of these set of values to look through, like a portal, a lens? How do you do it?
Yeah, we actually do that. When we have a coaching client come in, we have some forms that we have them fill out that cause them to really get introspective. And one of them is a values form. Like, what is it? And it's, I think it asks you to rank it 1 to 10, and then it's right. how important is this?
Right.
And so it kind of gives you this is how good I am at it. You know, because there's things that you're not good at, but you don't care. you know, it's like just not that important to you to get good at it. I'm probably never going to climb mountains.
Right. I'm a terrible pole vaulter.
Yeah. So. Well, there was that incident.
There was that
incident.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah. But yeah, we actually have our clients examine their values and then we look at them because that also tells us where to come from.
Right.
So if somebody's big and has big spiritual values, then we're going to go there. If somebody doesn't, we're not going to go there right off the bat, and we're going to language it differently, too, right, so that they can really hear the message.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
And what I really love about what Lori just said, it's not a one-size-fits-all approach.
The
same goes for weight loss. That's where your coaching comes into it, really understanding that person who you're working with and what they value, what they want to do. But then also on the health coaching side, you also need to understand how do different foods work with them, because there are different pieces where someone could be eating a very, very healthy lifestyle, but they're still gaining weight or they can't lose the weight. And that's because they have either allergies or they have inflammations towards those foods. They have intolerances towards those foods, not allergies.
Well, could result in inflammations probably.
Yes.
So, so let me ask you this. As we talked about a little bit earlier, you're building a community. Do you get the sense that the women that go to your the New Well, they look forward to it partly not just because what it's doing to change their life, but maybe friends they've made there?
I do. Mm-hmm. We have had seen that where members have made friends. People that on the street you would never picture them speaking to each other have became friends because they're going through it together and it's something real for them. And so that's always one of the best parts to see. And then one of the reasons I say they look forward to it is we do a weekly call. If our clients haven't been in by Wednesdays, we're doing our care calls to just check in on them, see where they're at, because that's how we hold them accountable to the goal they set. That's our promise back to them is we're going to stay with you. And we might get somebody's voicemail for 4 weeks in a row, but then when they come in, they tell us how they appreciated those calls because someone was there thinking about them. Somebody cares about them.
That is really nice.
Yeah,
and
as
coaches, Lori and Joe, how important is that?
Critical.
Yeah.
Absolutely critical. You have to gain the trust. If you don't have the trust, you don't have that someone out there cares about you, about your success, there's the key.
Yeah.
There's the key. Yeah. If you have that, now you've got support.
And, you know, we women are used to forming instant communities in the ladies' room because we have a long time to bond, usually, in a ladies' room.
Right.
So we will have deep, intense conversations. Isn't that right, Joe? I walk out and I'm talking to somebody I've never met before. And he's like, "Who's that?" I'm like, "I don't know." So I would imagine it would be a bonding experience where you're actually exercising and going around the circuit with somebody or going through the program with them.
Absolutely.
So maybe the next franchise will be called the Ladies' Room.
Exactly.
Wow. So really, is that why, you know, I'm sitting at a dinner table and one lady gets up, they all get up.
Yeah.
That's right.
And now I'm left alone.
Yeah.
Before, six women, now there's only me.
Exactly. Exactly. And you could probably you could probably get up and get out and back six times before they got back. So
really? Yeah. So you just talk to strangers in a ladies' room.
Absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely.
I've never done that, Joe.
Me either.
One of the congressmen in Minnesota did.
There you are. Yeah. There you are.
He got in trouble for it.
He did.
He did.
Why don't we?
In trouble.
On that note.
Let's take a quick break, and when we come back, we'll continue our discussion with special in-studio guests from the New Well, Joey Toth. And this is Coach's Corner, starring Lori and Joe Battaglia. This is exciting. I love the psychological stuff. I should have asked you, do you know much about neuro-linguistic programming?
I know a little bit about it.
That's what partly this show with Breakthrough Thinking is about. And when we come back, we'll continue our discussion. Thank you, Tom, for the music. We'll be right back.
Hello, I'm Jessica Olson, and I'm here to introduce you to someone whose job it is to stand together with you at the worst of times. Life throws us unexpected curveballs, including losing loved ones, caretaking, troubled retirements, job losses, and legal settlements. Meet certified financial planner Larry Moscat, who pioneered crisis financial counseling. With a background as a clinical psychology practitioner, Larry has helped numerous people see through their crises to a brighter financial future. Larry?
Thank you, Jessica. At our firm, RII Advisors in North Scottsdale, we know terrible times don't usually last, but the effects of anxiety-infused financial decisions can last a lifetime. For 30 years, our prime goal has been to introduce freedom from fear and a feeling of financial security for our clients. We then move forward with safety and best-case outcome results when it comes to the financial decisions made during the worst of times.
To learn more, log on to www.RIIAdvisors.com. That's RIIAdvisors.com for information on how to get help. Once again, that's RIIAdvisors.com for financial counseling during life's most challenging times.
And now, one of my favorite attorneys, Joe Collins. You have a great firm, a family atmosphere with great sophistication.
That's my dad's kind of theory when we started. He always kind of touts himself as the old country lawyer. We pride ourselves at having somebody answer the phone. You don't have a computer system answering it. We try to give personal service.
Tell us a little bit about the firm in terms of where you focus your attention.
We probably do 60-70% family law, and we really enjoy it. Family law encompasses such a wide variety of topics. But, you know, for the most part, you feel rewarded that you're helping somebody out. Family law is probably the most rewarding.
Why don't we give your website out?
It's real simple, collinslaw.net. The email's just the same, joecollins@collinslaw.net.
602-788-7227. Call Joe Collins and Collins. Great family law attorneys and more.
Are you standing at a crossroad in life wondering what's next? Is it time to reinvent your relationship, your career, your life? Whether you're ready for a reinvention revolution or a reinvention evolution, the support of a couple of great coaches can get you there. When you decide it's time to take your life from just functional to optimal, call Joe and Lori Battaglia of Living the Dream Coaches, 888-505-5762. That's 888-505-5762 or go online to www.livingthedreamcoaches.com. That's www.livingthedreamcoaches.com.
Hi, I'm Paul and I'm on the spectrum.
And I'm Kim and I'm an autism specialist.
The second Monday and Tuesday of each month at 3 p.m. on 1010 a.m.
And online at breakradioshow.com, live and archived.
We're here to help you with
Understanding Autism.
And welcome back again. You're listening to Breakthrough Thinking with Dave Isaac. And on the second Monday from 2 to 3, it is Coach's Corner starring Lori and Joe Battaglia. And Lori and Joe, what a great guest you brought in.
We think he's great.
We think so.
Incredible.
He's another LinkedIn blind date, you know. I don't know if I've mentioned that on
mentioned blind dates or LinkedIn.
Okay. Well, I am big on LinkedIn. I love the site. It's a great networking site for professionals. And I've made a lot of great contacts through LinkedIn. And Joey actually reached out to me and said, you know, when you're working with clients, do you find that there's sometimes a weight issue? And I said, yes, but it's never spoken about. You know, it's oftentimes not the, as they would say, not the presenting issue.
No.
So people
However, that's
almost to a T.
It's one of the big symptoms.
You know,
what's going on.
Yeah. People, when they get stuck, tend to pack up. Well, we've had other guests on here where we talked about clutter and how that's a
factor in it.
You see that, and
a number of things.
Yeah,
they all underline the same situation.
Yeah, where we're kind of stuck and our mind goes crazy, and you know, we just kind of get a lot of thoughts going on, but we can't really focus and find a pathway out. So, so Joey, you have actually. You've had many success stories, I would think. So can you give us, you know, what's it like to go through the program and come out the other side? And
it's absolutely amazing just to be able to witness that.
Yeah.
It's so inspiring. That's what keeps me going every day. I might have an off day, but as soon as I walk into that center, it's inspiring to be in there because I can think of it where when a client first comes in to sign up, they're bent over. They don't have that self-confidence. A lot of them don't.
Yeah.
They don't see their self-worth.
Mm-hmm.
And that's part of my mission of showing people everybody's worth it.
Yeah.
Smile, enjoy life. And so to see these clients that come in and that don't see that self-worth and they go through the process, they have their ups and downs,
mm-hmm.
but it's maintaining that consistency through it.
Yeah.
It's having that coach that will call and say, I don't care if you fell off the wagon this weekend. I want to see you.
Yeah.
We won't weigh you if you don't want to weigh. You don't have to look at the
nice.
Number.
Mm-hmm.
But just come in. Doing mm-hmm. something is better than doing nothing. And so being able to see somebody go through that transition, that process, and it's a journey. And just as they hit that 20% board,
mm-hmm.
there's a little bit of jump in their step.
Mm-hmm.
Then they start getting close to that 40, and then it's just that snowball effect as it goes downhill and they hit that 100% and they're jumping in the middle of the circuit.
Mm-hmm.
That happened just last week where my consultant and our client that hit her 100%,
wow.
she wrapped her arms around my consultant and they were jumping around in circles like two schoolgirls just loving life. And it's so inspiring to be able to see and to be able to give that gift to somebody.
Yeah.
And the fact that when I say we gave it, all we did was we were the conduit to it. They did all the work.
Yeah.
But we were able to have this place for them to do that.
Yes.
And I think what you see is on that other side, you see that value of self. You see that desire to do more. You see all of a sudden where somebody said, I'll never hike Camelback, to they're hiking Camelback. They're on top of it. They're seeing what this beautiful city looks like from above.
Joe, that might be what I need to do in order to hike Camelback someday before I die.
There it is.
I'll go up it with you,
Lori. A little afraid of Camelback, but it's so close.
Yeah.
Yes. That's very cool. I like the success stories. I know, you know, all of us here are coaches, and it's really neat when you can watch somebody make this big transformation. And the big transformations usually come from just little steps, little tweaks that you make.
Yes.
That change yeah. everything.
Yeah.
Sure. Nobody amazing. Makes it overnight.
No.
It's always
no.
a haul. It's always you're bringing yourself from one place to another, and it's like mm-hmm. I said, it's never easy.
And I do think what we talked about before with media coverage and things like that, we always think we can, you know, get there faster.
Mm-hmm.
And if we're not getting there faster, there's something wrong with us.
Yes.
And I like the way you described, well, it's not very pleasant to think about, but when somebody walks in the door and they're, you know, head down and dejected and thinking they can't do it, and then watching them kind of like head up and jumping up and down is,
yeah.
is the exact opposite of that. But how cool is that?
It is. And I think you hit it as well of just, it's those little tweaks.
Yeah.
And right now people look at dieting of, oh, I have to go on a diet.
Yes.
To lose weight. So I'm just going to eat 500 calories a day, or I'm just going to drink these shakes.
Mm-hmm.
Well, do you know what? Yeah, you're losing weight because you're not eating this other stuff.
That's
it's
right.
not from these magic shakes or
That's
these magic
right.
pills.
That's
it's because
right.
you're starving yourself.
Yes.
So
yeah.
with our clients, to be able to show them that you're going to have your carbohydrates still, you're going to have your fats, you're going to have your proteins, you're going to have your fruits and vegetables too, though.
Yeah.
And we're just going to balance it out. And you're going to find success that works.
Mm-hmm.
It's
mm-hmm.
a change in lifestyle.
Yeah,
it really
you
know, is.
It is. I mm-hmm. mean, that's the sort of thing where you should have been to begin with. It's the reason why you got where you got.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah.
So it sounds like, Joey, that when people come to you, you're really not taking away anything. You're adding stuff to their life.
We really.
Like traditional diets, right? Like
yeah.
you can't eat this, and mm-hmm. next thing you know, it builds up a big resistance within the person.
Oh, yeah. We'll have a client come in, you know, because our meal plan is you can have pretty much whatever. We have a journal that they're going to track it in. And sometimes on a Monday or on a Tuesday, we'll have our client come in after the weekend and say, I was just so bad this weekend. Well, in their face, you look at them, you say, well, did you rob a bank? What did you do? Because
yeah.
I mean, you look really upset. Well, I had a margarita.
Oh,
yeah.
Hard
oh,
words.
No.
Awful.
Did you enjoy it? That's
yes.
the better question. And it's really taking that approach on food as well and teaching that piece of the digestive system, that whole thing of why should you eat sitting down? Why should you only eat when you're happy? It really reflects on how the digestive system works. When we're stressed, all of our blood flow leaves our digestive core to our skeletal because we're ready to fight because we're stressed. It's that whole fight or flight thing.
Mm. Mm.
So now guess what happens? Now we're eating when we're stressed and our blood flow isn't in our digestive core. We're not going to digest that food well.
Mm. Interesting.
And same thing when you're sitting and you're present for your meal. You're going to digest it better, regardless of what it is.
So you're suggesting, I can tell, do not eat in the car rushing to the next meeting, right?
I had done that for years. Yeah. Yes. Yeah.
Whenever possible, take that 5 minutes to just sit down. There was a client, too, that was a classic drive-through person.
Yeah.
Would order two pieces in the breakfast and two pieces at lunch. Mm-hmm. Said there's no way possible for me to give up this fast food. I'm too busy. Said, then can you at least find five minutes on both sides of that and sit down and eat your food that you just ordered. Within 3 days, they stopped the drive through altogether because they actually taste the food and they realized that they really didn't like what they were eating. So they were able then to say, okay, this isn't worth it. I'll figure out a different change.
Right. Yeah.
That is so interesting. Now, when people go through the program, is there a maintenance type of thing at the end? How does that whole thing work?
I'm glad you asked that because really there is. It's about going through and losing the weight, but then more importantly, finding that maintenance. And so once our clients are finished with their healthy weight loss component of our program, we have what's really unique of a 14-month LiveWell program.
Yeah.
And through the LiveWell program, we actually... They still come in for their visits 3 times a week. We do the health coaching with them 3 times a week. We're calling them if they don't come in. And our goal is that they maintain at their goal weight for that 14-month period. Because most studies out there show that if you keep it off for a year, you're more likely to keep it off long-term. And so then we actually put our money where our mouth is. And we say, when you successfully complete LiveWell at your goal weight, we'll guarantee you that you won't gain back any weight. And if you do, come back in at no cost.
Oh,
and the reason why we do that is because there will be some people that do gain the weight back. It happens.
Mm-hmm.
But those people that gain the weight back after 14 months of keeping off, something bad happened to them.
Mm-hmm.
There was something in their lifestyle that just got jolted, whether it was a death, a loss of a job, something out of their control. They didn't just go back out to the drive-thru the next day.
Mm-hmm.
So this is like a membership. You want to go over some of the things, how this works?
Yeah, so how it works, we have our membership program where our clients come in and we build out whatever a program might look like for them. It's going to be different for each individual, but we really average out 8 pounds a month. So based off of however many pounds somebody has to lose, we figure X number of months plus that 14 at the end to come up with one comprehensive program.
Wow.
And then we allow for them either to pay for that on a monthly basis, or we have them, if they pay up front, then we give them some nice spa incentives.
Oh, really?
Yes.
I like spa incentives.
What would a spa incentive be?
They get a package of body treatments, where it's the body sculpting treatments or the facials. And so some like nice little extra perks for them.
Oh, that's sort of cool. And you have all that right on the facility.
We do.
Oh, how interesting. That is very cool. Now, so talk a little bit about, so the first franchise that you have is Paradise Valley.
Yes. So our first location, we're at Tatum and Cactus over there in the Village Plaza Shopping Center, which is where the Sprouts grocery store is. So a good grocer for us to be by. And we really are looking at continuing to grow this location, but I'm also looking at other locations with franchise prospects. Because, as I mentioned earlier, we're looking at 35 locations over the Phoenix metro area over the next 5 years. Mm-hmm. And so I'm looking to find those other entrepreneurs that are out there that want to be part of a business that does more than just make money. It's a business about people. It's a business about profit, certainly. And it's also a business about planet because we're making it a healthier place.
Mm-hmm.
Now, how big is your facility? Do you know how many square feet?
Yeah, 1,600 square feet. So we fit a lot under one roof. And what's nice about that from the business owner perspective is it keeps the economics work feasible.
Yeah. So the space planning works out real well, so you know exactly. Is there a limit on membership, or how does that work?
There really is. We don't want the center to have really over 250 to 300 members, which is, again, pretty nice. Mm-hmm. Because for the client, there aren't thousands of people in this center. And for our consultants, then we're able to know what's going on and keep that pulse that's needed and that accountability there. Mm-hmm.
That is good. So you don't overbook like the airlines.
Exactly. Yeah. No.
Yeah.
Do you mean, you mean they know your name when you walk in the door?
It's like Cheers.
Just like Cheers.
Just like Cheers.
Exactly. Yes.
Which is really cool.
I actually saw that when we were there visiting with you. Somebody walked in and you said hello, whatever her name was. And yeah. I got to go. I got to take care of her. And I was like, absolutely. And off we went. So it's a good atmosphere.
Well, that's what's for me working there. And I think for my consultants, I'll speak for them as well. It's fun for us because it is like all our friends coming into our business
cool.
and we're working with them. And so it's a wonderful thing.
Yeah.
That sounds really good. So how long have you been at this? You started at this location.
Yep.
How long has it been?
A year and a half now.
Mm. A year and a half. And you're my neighbor and I never... I don't hang around there too much,
but
it's only 30 seconds from me.
Well, we're hidden between two restaurants. So.
I know Genghis Grill.
Yeah.
What's that other one?
Jimmy John's.
Is it good?
Yeah. We're hidden between the sub shop and the stir fry.
You might not want to go over to Jimmy John's after your workout. Although I have done yoga and gone for ice cream back in Pennsylvania. So I've been that person. Or fries. That was in my old days before I transformed myself. to healthy eating.
Wow. That's a nice location, though.
Yeah, it's a great location. It's very convenient just to get right there off of the 51 and you're in.
Yeah.
That is so cool. So let's talk a little bit more about maybe the franchise opportunities, maybe a little bit more detail. Do you have to apply to do that? Is it an interview process? Because there are a lot of business entrepreneurs out there that may want to know about this.
Absolutely. There is a process. We do have an application process for the franchise, but it's really straightforward and laid out pretty well, where we go through an initial meet and greet, understand what your motivations are, and also qualify you financially for this opportunity, because we are looking for somebody that has at least $250,000.
Yeah.
To be able to have the standalone facility and that has that, again, that passion for wanting to help people and want to be part of it. And then from there, I'm as the area developer, I take my background and my experience from both Massage Envy as well as the franchise consulting company I worked for to help get that store open with that franchisee. Just for a reference point, back in 2010, when I went for my SBA loan, I went in October 3rd. My SBA loan was approved November 3rd of same year.
Yeah.
In 30 days.
Nice.
Yes. So I have that experience of being able to work through the different systems that are out there and just streamline it and make it easy so you're not pulling your hair out.
So you wear many hats.
Just a couple. My head gets a little tired sometimes.
That is just... That sounds like a great opportunity, though, for people that want to go into business. And I know with a lot of companies, what they call downsizing or right-sizing, there's people out there that might be really interested in helping people the way you are.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Mm-hmm. It's definitely a rewarding way to go.
Mm-hmm.
So how do people get in touch with you?
They can come to the center there on Cactus and Tatum, or they can give me a call at 602-490-0305. They can also visit our website at www.thenewwell.com, or they can send me an email, jtoth, J-T-O-T-H, thenewwell.com.
I love the name, The New Well.
It is nice. It's very
you
nice.
You guys like it?
Yes.
Yeah. What does it remind you of? The New Well. When you hear The New Well.
Well, you're drawing new water from a well.
And that's where I was going at first with it. And then today it came to me that it's also the new wellness, perhaps. Am I right?
You're right.
I didn't even prep that ahead of time.
Well, everyone has their own take on it. The nicest part was, for the first 2 months of being open, I heard, are you the new bar in town?
Yeah.
So I said, no, we're not that kind of well.
Oh, you're kidding.
Well, there is the well on Scottsdale.
Yeah, there's that one. Yeah.
Scottsdale.
Yeah, that's true. That's true.
Now, I suspect all of them, when they open up, will be called the new well, right?
Yes, that's correct.
Wow.
So,
All in small letters. We were also talking about because I said it looks great on the website. It looks great on the place. It doesn't translate well when you're putting it into a Word document. So we were talking about how you bold it so that it stands out a little bit.
That is so cool. So, we wish you a lot of luck. I think this is really extremely important, and I like it from the psychological side that it's going to really change how people think about their life and how they can really, like you said, improve themselves so they can help others. Mm-hmm. I like that a lot.
Yeah, mm-hmm. It's just helping people make that choice, either choose to live well or choose to live in pain.
Ooh,
yeah.
Choose to live well with the new well.
With the new well.
That's how it works.
Come and visit us.
Wow. Well, let's give out the number again, and we're going to then go to the Cup of Joe, the monthly rant from our own Joe Battaglia. But what is it? 602-490-0305.
Yes, sir.
So hopefully we'll get people calling you and, you know, just to join as a member or a franchise opportunity, either one.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Mm-hmm. And I love health and wellness and nutrition, so pick my brain. Let's have fun.
Awesome.
Wow, that is good.
That's
at
awesome.
The Genghis Grill.
Yeah.
No, I'm kidding.
Next door to the Genghis
that's
Grill.
That's a pretty healthy place, isn't it?
That is. Yeah. I mean, with most things, you can make it as healthy or unhealthy as you want.
Yeah.
So
that's true.
I'll eat at the Genghis Grill anytime.
Yeah, it is good stuff.
It
you
is
guys,
good stuff.
You guys
yeah.
Oh,
yeah. Yeah, we oh, like yeah. it there. Yeah.
Very cool. All right. Now, ladies and gentlemen, let's go to Cup of Joe Monthly Rant by Joe Battaglia.
Yeah, okay. Well, this month's local rant is entitled Why. If you have read I recently did a blog called Who, which asks the question, what is your who? This one asks the question, what is your why? It could easily have been called "What is your what?" But then now we're starting to talk like an Abbott and Costello routine. If you remember that one, who you really are is very important and a difficult question. We're constantly bombarded from childhood with instructions as to how to act, how to behave, present yourself to the world, and sometimes this facade, really that's hung on you, is in conflict with who you really are. The term cognitive dissonance is very apt here. You can check that out on Google if you want. So what is your why? Why do you do what you want to do? Why are you, say, a registered nurse, an architect, a mother, an army soldier, a banker, or a CPA? What is it about you that you do that you find joy in or what you should be doing? It could be a profession or it could be a hobby. If you were lucky enough to have figured out when you were young, it could be both. Or you could be stuck in a job, I'm going to underline J-O-B, doing something that pays well, but you absolutely dread going to work every day. You know these happy people. They're the ones that go through the workday with a smile on their faces no matter what happens. Ask them and they will say they absolutely love what they do. What they do is not work. Here's a proposition, a challenge, a revelation, or just something just to ponder over. Just as you cannot change who you are, your who, you also cannot change your why, what you are meant to do on this earth. Just as you may fight who you really are, you will long to do what you were meant to do based on who you are. Kind of like telling Albert Einstein that he must work in a patent office for the rest of his life. That's certainly not going to happen. An important thing to remember is it's never too late to start working towards that goal. You can do it. The only question is whether or not you have the courage to pursue it. Really, the only one standing in your way is you.
Nice. Wow. I like that. A Cup of Joe.
It's getting very profound.
Like mm-hmm. I try.
Yeah. This is very good. Reminds me of Morning Joe. Ever see that?
No.
Oh.
Morning Joe?
It's on at 3 a.m.
Oh. Right. Well,
no, I actually watch it sometimes. It's Joe Scarborough and forgot the girl's name. Have you ever seen that on MSNBC?
I like sleeping at 3.
Oh, yeah.
That's what I prefer to be doing.
Why am I up at 3? No, I usually sleep and then I have the TV going on and then I hear, and now, Morning Joe. And then I think of Cup of Joe.
Yeah.
Then I'm drinking a Cup of Joe, and there it is.
It's too early for that.
Yeah. That is very good. So
yeah.
So let's go back to Joey. We still have a little time left. We got, what, a minute, 2 minutes? Oh, only 1 minute and 30 seconds. So give out your contact information one more time.
Again, it's Tatum and Cactus, 4720 East Cactus Road, up by the Paradise Valley Mall on the northeast corner of Tatum and Cactus. Our phone number is 602-490-0305. We're open Monday through Friday from 7 in the morning till 8 at night, and we're even open on Saturdays from 8 to 3. We'd love to see you and live well.
Wow, I like it. Thank you so much, Laurie and Joe. How do they get in touch with you?
Okay, to get in touch with us, we are at www.livingthedreamcoaches.com, and you can call us at 888-505-5762.
This has been great. I just love it when people really focus on helping others. Joey, so thank you so much from the New Well. And Laurie and Joe Battaglia, we'll see you next month.
Thank you, Dave.
This is very cool. And stay tuned for Understanding Autism, starring Kim Isaac and Paul Loudon. Paul, all the way from Houston, Texas. We'll be right back at 3 o'clock.
Arizona Station, 1010 KXXT, Tolleson, Phoenix.
Are you standing at a crossroad in life wondering what's next? Is it time to reinvent your relationship, your career, your life? Whether you're ready for a reinvention revolution or a reinvention evolution, the support of a couple of great coaches can get you there. When you decide it's time to take your life from just functional to optimal, call Joe and Lori Battaglia of Living the Dream Coaches, 888-505-5762. That's 888-505-5762, or go online to www.livingthedreamcoaches.com. That's www.livingthedreamcoaches.com.
In today's environment, short sales, foreclosures, and bankruptcy seem to be the norm and not the exception. These events can be devastating emotionally as well as financially. But just when you thought it was over, you might start to wonder about the tax consequences of short sales, foreclosures, and bankruptcy. Tax law can be very complex, and it would be critical to understand the tax laws surrounding your situation. Call Dave Isaac, CPA and former government tax auditor, at 602-625-3074, 602-625-3074, to discuss your situation. He looks forward to talking with you.
Hopefully, you'll never have to experience a disaster such as a fire or a flood striking your home or business. But if you do, know there's someone out there who can quickly help you get life back to normal. That someone is ServiceMaster by Disaster Professionals. Just call 602-431-2222, and our professionals will be there to lend a hand. You can be confident knowing ServiceMaster Clean has over 50 years of experience restoring damaged homes and businesses after frightening events such as fires, floods, vandalisms, and other disasters. We can offer services such as emergency cleaning, smoke, soot, and odor removal, in addition to water and fire damage repair. Our solid reputation is the reason insurance companies nationwide know ServiceMaster Clean will get the job done quickly and professionally. Plus, we guarantee to do the work right the first time, or we'll do it over with no questions asked. That's ServiceMaster Clean. We're the company that's first to respond to your call, first to arrive on the scene, and first to guarantee relief. Because delays and hassles are the last thing you need. Remember, 602-431-2222 for ServiceMaster Clean by Disaster Professionals. And get the clean you expect and the service you deserve.
Hi, I'm Paul, and I'm on the spectrum.
And I'm Kim, and I'm an autism specialist.
The second Monday and Tuesday of each month at 3 p.m. on 1010 a.m.
and online at breakradioshow.com, live and archived.
We're here to help you with
Understanding Autism.